in the lunchtime edition. Amidst a shortage of some produce, the agriculture minister warns vendors not to be greedy and hike prices. The Vendors Association seeks to explain why there may be at least a small increase. A spike in traffic accidents as Christmas approaches worries the Road Safety Association. Political scientists offer their views on the news that St. James North MP Edmund Hickson is going out. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. While some local produce remain in short supply as Christmas approaches, but the Minister of Agriculture and Food Security in Dawir warns vendors and other retailers not to use the situation to hike prices. Mr. Weir tells Starcom Network News that a number of factors, including weather and pests, have affected yields and the availability of some produce, such as sweet potatoes.
The sweet potatoes have been in heavy demand, extremely heavy demand. The yields are not what they used to be prior to all the excessive rain and drought that we are experiencing. It did impact the yields. So you're getting less sweet potatoes coming out of the ground. However, there is still sweet potatoes available. And really and truly, if people check around, for example, ABC Farms told me they have sweet potatoes. Armag was able to direct some customers to their location to get sweet potatoes up to Thursday. So people can still find sweet potatoes now. If the yields are down, obviously they're not going to be available in abundance like they used to be. This, however, does not mean that people should start engaging in price gouging. And this notion that, oh, there's a shortage of this and there's a shortage of that, so prices are going to go up, should raise a lot of flags.
Mr. Weir is of the view that if people use this as an opportunity to raise prices, they're just being greedy.
I said before that during climate, what will happen is that you're going to see more crop diseases. You're going to see more pest infestation. You're going to have drought that will limit production, livestock being affected. These things we cannot avoid because along with the drought, there's excessive heat. And nobody has any control over this. The only thing you can do is adapt. But I don't support the notion that we should start putting out notices that the price of everything is to go up because of this. And I sometimes it comes across more as greed than being genuinely sincere about what is happening in this country.
The Minister of Agriculture and Food Security in Dawir, Robert Maloney, meantime, the communications officer of the Barbados Association of Retailers, Vendors and Entrepreneurs, BARFIN, says that despite some shortages of local produce, there is an adequate supply of vegetables for the holiday season. He adds that the shortages could result in slight price increases, but insists that any markups will be minimal.
Might be a shortage in a few items and a few products. We have potatoes, we have some okras, for sure we have tomatoes. There are most of, not all, but we have quite a good selection of vegetables and fruits and produce still available. And as far as the price increase, we would expect that it might not be astronomical, it might not be a little too high, but you could expect a little increase seeing that there's a slight shortage due to the influx of rain. We have been having quite a bit of rain and that would affect the yield and the crop harvest. So persons could expect a slight increase. We wouldn't say it's all across the board that there would be an increase, but you can expect a little increase.
The communications officer of BARFIN, Robert Maloney. The president of the Barbados Road Safety Association, Roland Lowe, is urging motorists to drive safely during the busy holiday season, following what he calls a troubling weekend with several road accidents recorded. Mr. Lowe is also concerned about the increase in road fatalities this year compared to the previous years, despite ongoing calls for caution.
We've seen a fairly well weekend relative to the number of road accidents during that period. We were hoping to see a reduction in the number of fatalities that we saw this year. However, we saw a slight increase in the number of fatalities. What we want to remind Barbadians is to drive with due care and attention. During this holiday period, we know that persons have things to do. You want to do that last minute shopping, but you have to drive within the speed limit. Then you have to be considerate of the other persons using the road. We would like to see a reduction. The ideal would be to have no fatalities, but we know we live in a real world and things would happen. But five persons trying to find the speed limits and observe the conditions of the road. And it's Christmas time, it's going to be New Year's celebration and stuff like that. Persons are going to be going to events and there's going to be consumption of alcohol. But we wanted to act responsibly. If you know you're going to burn to an event, have your designated driver.
The president of the Barbados Road Safety Association, Roland Lowe, in the Lunchtime Edition. Political scientists have been reacting to the news that Member of Parliament for St. James North Edmund Hinkson is bowing out of elective politics, with one describing it as an expected move. Mr. Hinkson over the weekend announced his imminent retirement and endorsed Senator Chad Blackmun to be his replacement. Dr. George Bell tells Starcom Network News that rumors about these moves have been circulating and says that the announcement has confirmed the development. He says the move shows the BLP's confidence in being able to retain the St. James North seat with Senator Blackmun, given their history in some northern districts.
I suspect that there's a kind of confidence in the Barbados Party that there's a solid constituency even for a newcomer. And therefore, I think that they're probably pretty confident that Mr. Blackmun will be able to hold his own there, especially since the Democratic Labour Party is only now seeking to stabilize itself. And therefore, they will be on the uphill struggle in the next general election anyhow. So I believe that is a kind of, it was an expected development, it was an expected choice, and it is more or less a safe seat for the Barbados Labour Party.
Another political scientist, Dr. Christina Hines, also offered her view on this development.
And it was apparent that Senator Chad Blackmun returned to Barbados for a reason, and now we know what the reason is. We are just left to see what his prospects will be whenever a general election is called, or if there's a by-election. I don't know that there will be one, but I suspect that we will wait for the general election. Well, yes, he can be a candidate. Whether or not he will win is another story, but we don't know who the Democratic Labour Party will run. We don't know what other political parties, small parties might do, but he's as good a candidate as any. He has performed relatively well in the Senate.
Political scientist Dr. Christina Hines. An earthquake of magnitude 6.1 was felt in sections of Jamaica early today. The earthquake was also felt in sections of Cuba. Luigi Mangione, the suspect accused of killing UnitedHealthcare CEO Brent Thompson, has pleaded not guilty this morning to New York state murder and terrorism charges. U.S. President Joe Biden has commuted the sentences of 37 out of 40 federal death row inmates, switching their penalty to life in prison without parole. The three excluded from the measure include the Boston Marathon bomber and the man who killed Jewish worshippers in 2018. In a statement, Mr. Biden said he was more convinced than ever that they must stop the use of the death penalty at the federal level. Honda and Nissan plan to merge as the two Japanese firms seek to fight back against competition from the Chinese car industry. Joining forces would create one of the world's biggest car producers alongside Toyota, Volkswagen, General Motors, and Ford. Honda's chief executive says the potentially multi-billion dollar deal is to combat the rise of Chinese power, and that's a key driver behind the plan. He said a plan to fight back needs to be in place by 2030, or their risks being beaten by rivals. The merger would include Mitsubishi, of which Nissan is the biggest shareholder, but allow all three companies to share resources against other electric vehicle competitors such as Tesla. Our top stories. Amidst a shortage of some produce here in Barbados as Christmas approaches, the Agriculture Minister Indah Weir warns vendors, in his words, not to be greedy and hike prices. The Vendors Association Barvin, meantime, seeks to explain why there may be at least a small increase, they say. A spike in traffic accidents as Christmas approaches worries the Road Safety Association. The political scientists Dr. Christina Hines and Dr. George Bell have been offering their views on the announcement that Edmund Hinkson is bowing out of elective politics. Dr. Bell says it was expected. A 6.1 magnitude earthquake rocks Jamaica. Outgoing U.S. President Biden commutes most federal death sentences. And Japanese auto giants Honda and Nissan officially announce they plan to merge. The Lunchtime Edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCN Group. I'm Stetson Bell. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397. To receive breaking news, like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.